In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, we're going to take you on a motoring trip. Of course, we can't promise that you will arrive at your destination in just one piece. The play, which introduces the work of theater director William Lane to radio, as well as this series, is called The Old Post Road.
September the 10th. It was my 25th birthday, but it seemed like a normal day. Weather was normal. Car was fine. There wasn't much traffic. We were on our way to Elwood to visit Wendy's parents. For the first time, right? About mid-afternoon, we stopped for a bit of vino, and one thing led to another, right? Birthdays. So we were pretty mellowed out by the time it got dark. Yeah. It got dark, and we weren't even close to where we were going.
Oh, here, take this turnoff.
What, this one?
Yeah, it's the shortcut, the old post road.
Shortcut? Looks pretty rough.
It's late, right? And I grew up in this road. I used to know every mile of it.
You're the boss. And that's when it started. Feeling of being on another planet, in another time, someplace familiar, like we'd been there before, but there was something, maybe the shadows, maybe the trees, or maybe just the old MG on the gravel. Highway hypnosis? It seemed like we'd been on the old post road forever.
But they're great people, really, once you get to know them. Relax, they'll love you. God knows they've heard enough about you.
Yeah, right.
You're very quiet. You nervous?
No, I'm just a bit strung out. This road is really something else. Is it much further?
No, I don't think so. It's hard to tell. You can't see much. It's really pouring.
Yeah, it must be half an hour since it started.
What time is it?
8:53.
Oh, God, I must be blasted. How did it get so late? We said 6:30.
I have to get that headlight fixed.
Oh, slow down. Relax. They'll understand if we're late.
2.5 hours?
Sure, I'll think of something. You're not sorry we stopped this afternoon?
Are you kidding?
That was fine wine.
Chateau Neuf de Pape.
A wine so fine that it goes to your heart instead of your head.
Yeah, well, I could tell you liked it. We were going to save that second bottle for your folks.
It was really good, you know.
What was?
You know what I mean. Stick with me, kid. I know how to make you relax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Oh.
Sorry. I gotta keep my eyes on the road.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay.
There's another bad one coming up.
Seems like we've been on this damn road forever. You know something? We haven't seen a single car since the turnoff.
Yeah. That's one of the things about the old post road. It's always deserted.
Thank God. It's pretty narrow in these curves.
My dad used to say you could make better time this way. No cops around either.
Funny nobody uses it.
Well, there's a lot of stories about this road.
Yeah? Stories?
You see, when I was a kid, you weren't allowed to come here after dark. Not unless your folks were with you. I don't know why. I think something happened here.
What happened?
I don't know. Someone was killed. I can't remember. It was years ago.
Well, what was supposed to happen if you came here?
I don't know. I think it had to do with a different time zone.
A time zone?
Well, it's just a small town kind of thing.
You mean some kind of ghostly hand comes out of the wood and zaps you?
Yeah.
Like, I am the spirit of the old post road.
Right. Take me to your leader. Oh, don't worry, we'll get there.
I sure hope so.
Mom always does her tuna casserole for guests. I bet she's got some waiting for us.
Well, yeah, I could go for that in a big way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My stomach is eating my leg. Don't, here's the curve.
Oh, my God.
Jason.
I can't.
It's too late.
Move.
Just reach the...
What?
The gas. Fire.
What's that?
The handle.
What?
Reach the handle.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
Steve,
it's gonna blow.
Sit tight, my lad. You've had a nasty shock.
Where am I?
Relax. You're safe now.
I was in a big armchair in an old farm kitchen, but I didn't know where I was. And I was cold.
Here, I'll wrap you in this blanket.
Thank you. Who are you?
Archer's the name. Ned Archer, son.
Ned Archer.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
I don't think I know you.
No. How could you? See, I was standing by my window there. I hear this unholy crash, so I get out there, fast as my leg here will let me, and there's this crackling sound.
Oh, my God. A fire.
Starting to come back to you?
Yeah. A little.
Yeah. So I drag you out just in the nick of time. A moment later, the whole thing goes up in flames.
Where's Wendy?
She's your wife?
No. Not exactly.
Oh. Oh, I see. She's fine. A bit of rest and she'll be as good as new.
You're kidding. You mean we're safe? I can't believe it.
Mm.
Well, I don't know how to thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're not religious.
No.
Oh. Each to his own. How are you feeling now?
Like death warmed over. I'm so cold.
Oh, I'll make a fire. Warm you up.
Oh, man. What a way to spend your birthday.
Your birthday?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that something? It's my birthday, too.
Wow. What a coincidence.
There's no such thing as coincidence, Stephen. How old are you today?
25.
Just like I reckoned.
What? How did you know my name?
Your ID was in your pocket.
Oh, right. What did you mean about you figured I was 25?
Just a friendly observation.
There was something about this old guy. I got the feeling he knew a bit too much about me. And that coincidence about our birthdays made me feel... I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on it. I had to get a fix on what was happening.
Did you call the cops?
No need for that.
What happened to the driver of the other car?
Well, I don't rightly know.
That car must have been totaled. And you never leave the scene of an accident. Can't they arrest you for that?
Couldn't tell you.
The more I heard, the more I felt that there was something happening with Archer. I didn't want to be alone with him. Wendy must be in the bedroom, right behind that yellow door. If I could just talk to her...
I don't think that's such a good idea.
What?
She needs her rest.
Well, I just want to make sure she's all right.
Don't you trust me?
Sure I do. But she'll be worried. Look, maybe you think because we're not married and all that, but we're really very
close...
The best
thing you can do for her right now is to let her be.
What's that?
Just the kindling.
What are you doing?
Stoking the fire.
Gas. The fire. The handle.
What?
No. Reach the
Please.
Handle.
Please.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter, son?
It's gonna blow.
Now?
I don't know what happened.
You're burning up.
I feel so cold.
Here, put this cloth on your forehead.
Thank you. I feel better now. What time is it?
I couldn't rightly say.
My watch is stuck.
I haven't worn a watch for 25 years, since Ethel passed away.
Ethel?
She's, she was... my wife.
She died 25 years ago.
To the very day.
On your birthday. It's amazing.
So was she.
Look, I'm sorry, I'm a bit uptight. I gotta call Wendy's folks. It must be midnight. Do you have a phone?
You sit down. Plenty of time for that.
I'd better call them, just to let them know.
You stay put.
Listen, I gotta make that call.
Go ahead. I'm not stopping you.
I didn't know there for a second.
Phone's over there.
This should only take a minute. I'll just tell him.
I am sorry. The number you have dialed is no longer in service.
That sounds like... I must have dialed it wrong. He's going through.
I am sorry. The number you have dialed is no longer in service.
What's going on?
Didn't I tell you the phone was out?
No, you didn't. Anyway, the phone's fine. The problem's at the other end.
I know.
How do you know?
I tried it earlier.
And yeah, where'd you get the number?
I found it in her purse. You're looking pale, son. Why don't you lie down over there?
It was like a time warp. 25 years ago tonight, his wife died on his birthday. Tonight, it's my birthday. My 25th birthday. Now, what if... I can't be it. He's been messing around with our stuff. And he wants to keep me here. I gotta get to Wendy before he...
Where are you going?
Wendy?
Quiet. You'll wake her.
I'm warning you.
Don't touch that door, son.
Get out of my way. She's not here. Oh, my God, she's still in the car. Archer! Archer, come back here! Damn. Archer! Is she dead?
Don't take it so hard, son. You'll be joining her before too long.
A gun? What, are you gonna kill me? You're out of your mind.
Oh, no. Not me, my lad. You'll understand it all soon enough.
Did you kill her, too?
Why would I kill her? I got no grudge with her.
Well, why?
I don't like drinking drivers.
No, so I had a glass of wine. That's no reason.
Two empty bottles in the car.
I can't believe this. What do you have against me?
Can't you guess?
No.
I was in the other car.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I know your kind. Always in a hurry, aren't you?
Look, I'm sorry. Listen, I'll call the cops. I mean, we're civilized people, right? Just give me the gun.
Ethel was murdered.
Murder?
It was no accident. It was a drunken driver from the city. He was killed, too, on that same spot.
Yeah, but that was 25 years ago.
You were born that same day.
What? You mean you believe in reincarnation or something? That's ridiculous. It's got nothing to do with me.
God works in mysterious ways.
Oh, this is crazy. Look, I can't help what someone else did 25 years ago, before I was born. You can't make me responsible for that. Hey, just give me the gun.
No!
You're crazy!
Let go!
Oh, my God. What have I done? Archer. He's dead. Who's there?
Stephen, are you all right?
Wendy.
You look like you've just seen a ghost.
I can't believe it. How did you get out?
Well, the first thing I remember, I was propped up against a tree. I thought you'd vanished off the face of the earth, so I ran down to the nearest farm and called the cops.
Wait a minute. What farm? Why didn't you come up here?
Well, that's the old Archer place. It's been deserted. For years.
He saved our lives, Wendy.
Who? Ned Archer?
Listen, Wendy. He's dead. I killed him.
You killed him? But he...
Yeah, it was self-defense. He had some crazy idea I killed his wife 25 years ago.
Ethel Archer.
Yeah. How did you know?
Everyone knew about the Archers. They had an accident.
He was in the car?
Stephen, they were both killed. It's called the legend of the old post road. Ned and Ethel Archer. When I was a kid, they used to say their ghosts haunted the old post road at night, waiting. That's what I came back here to warn you.
Do you really believe that?
Listen to me.
Sirens.
Stephen.
You gotta be my witness.
Stephen, you don't understand.
Look, they'll get me for murder. You gotta swear you saw it happen.
You can't kill a dead man, Stephen.
Oh, my God. Am I the only sane person here?
It's all over, Stephen.
What?
That's him.
Better come along with us.
Where are we going?
Hospital.
Why are we going to the hospital? I'm all right.
Get moving, kid.
No, wait a minute. I gotta figure this out.
What's he saying?
Wendy. Hey, let me go. We gotta bring Wendy.
Wendy?
What happened back there on the road? What, a bad dream? I just have to get a fix on things. I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Ten-4.
You need a blood box?
Negative, we're on the flip.
What's he saying?
Adjust procedure. Bring it on and check it, Ten-4.
Roger.
Where are we going? Where's Wendy?
Cool it, Harvey.
Right.
Where are we?
Fill him in, Harv.
It's called the Old Post Road, kid.
What? We're still on it?
Sure. Any objections?
He's had a shock.
Does he know about his girlfriend?
What about her?
Yeah, but I don't think he understands.
Well, what's happened to her?
Dead on impact, kid.
But I just saw her by the road.
She's dead.
Oh,
no. What year is this?
Oh, boy. We got a real live one here.
Tell him, Harvey.
It's 1957, kid. September the 10th.
Oh, no.
You can't kill a dead man, son.
I wasn't even there.
You're here now, kid.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's all over, Steven.
No, I just have to get out of this time zone.
Hey, what's this problem?
Pull over. Get off this road.
Get off the wheel.
I'm not dead. Not yet.
What took you so long?
Yeah, the brain scan, it just stopped.
Too much tissue burned away.
Yeah. What about the girl?
Lost her, too. They never had a chance.
I can't believe it. The scan was so active.
Yes, that's normal.
I was sure he was going to make it.
It was a losing battle, from the top.
So, the brain can keep on functioning. Who can say what he was thinking all that time?
Hopkins suggests a flash of disconnected thoughts. Dream, if you like.
You're kidding.
Michelet goes even further. He suggests that when the nerves are burned away, the brain tunes in to paranormal channels, which suggest clairvoyance and communication with the dead.
That's pretty hard to swallow.
It's a lot of bunk. The thing is, no one's ever lived to talk about it.
Say, what about the other car?
Well, you won't believe this. They can't find the other car. Or the driver.
What? That car must have been totaled.
Yeah. It's strange. They're still out looking.